This is Dr. Tar.
This is Professor.
And this is Dr. Head. Midnight Gadfly is still recovering in the reused rubber room. And you are experiencing... Well, fellow inmates, je voudrais beaucoup de fromage, s'il vous plaît. For those of you who don't speak French,
may we, motherfucker?
I just asked for a bunch of cheese, please. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The cheese. The cheesiest horror movies, the cheesiest sci-fi movies that we love, that we hate, that we love to hate, we hate to love. It's
a big slice of ham.
That's right. Welcome to 2026, the year of the cheese. Okay.
It's always been the year of the cheese.
The year of the cheese.
Think about it. Just about every year has been the year of the cheese.
Yeah.
You're right.
Ask my colon.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going
to
start eating.
I'm sure you'd like to talk to me.
Mine's a semicolon.
Would you like to talk to him right now?
Cheese gets clogged up in my colon, so I'm eating more Swiss cheese. It's got holes in it.
So it's a semicolon.
It's not with Cheerios. What can you say?
Well, I'm going to start this ball rolling. This cheese ball rolling.
Okay.
With one, the movie that we love.
To get nuts.
Mm-hmm. We were going to talking. Grave Robbers from Outer Space.
Oh, yeah.
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Who
in
the future?
That's right. I still remember fondly going to see this. I think it was at the Gish Theater with you guys. And we turned it into an ST Fest.
Yes.
You know, and then everyone just howling and everyone was chiming in. But this is absolutely
the kids.
It is not the worst movie ever made. I've seen worse movies.
That's absolutely true. It's not not the worst.
But it is bad.
It's pretty close.
One of the worst.
It's cheap.
One of the worst.
It is one of the worst. It is just, but I put it on because it's so comforting to like listen to. I laugh at it. You know.
Laugh at it. Yeah.
I do. I enjoy it. And I love the shots of the airplane when they're just flying these like little pieces of like plywood, you know, half discs for
shower curtains.
It's not even
in the
shower
out.
Curtain. Yeah. It's just like a solid piece.
Yeah,
and it's just
a solid piece.
I know. It's like just
with the shower curtain in the back.
Yeah. Oh, it's terribly cheap. But
and notice their lawn furniture is exactly the same furniture that's in their house.
That's the beauty of lawn furniture.
Yes, I know.
Or
right?
Long legs furniture.
Legs furniture, yes.
I like this furniture.
When the flying saucer goes over. When the flying saucer goes over it at all. Oh, by the way, that sound effect, too, is just awesome.
It's
when
great,
the saucers are flying, the whooshing sound is.
Yeah.
This movie... I remember this is like one of those 2 o'clock movies. You just get done watching Big Chuck and Little John or something like this. And anyway, this came on. You know, you're like, should I go to sleep or stay up and watch this? So yeah,
or both.
Actually, So I stayed up and watched it. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was trying to convey how bad this was to other people at the time, being little, like talking about the tombstones and all that stuff. And
yeah, they knock over the cardboard. Yeah. Oh, it's just terribly bad. Not well. It's the writing's bad. The directing's bad. I mean, it's just
the acting's bad.
It's just
still
bad
kind
level.
Of entertaining though, for but whatever
yes,
reason. It
yes,
is still,
it is so great in its badness. And there are worse and less competent movies made. So
yes,
you know, yes. And,
well, it's interesting because if you know your history of Hollywood, all of the actors in his movies were in tons of TV shows, you know. So they were acting in whatever they could be in, you know. And here he comes along. I'm sure they got a few bucks out of it, you know. However he financed it. You don't know much about his financing, but you know, I just think that, you know, he was actually and I started noticing this kind of early when I saw the movie, you know, and I started, you know, oh, it's the worst movie and all that, and, you know, and started all that. I then saw it, and I probably had seen it before that, but you know, hadn't really remembered it. But it just, yeah, it has a quality though. There's a quality to it that is kind of
endearing, I guess,
undefinable. I mean, yeah. Yeah, and mm-hmm. Most of his movies are like that, you know, that he made. There's just something about them. They are bad. They're extremely bad.
they're cringy, but you kind of like
something about them. Mm-hmm. You know, some that you kind of are drawn to. You know, that's yeah.
You root for them. Yeah, like you're willing to endure the badness because you. It is kind of an undefinable quality, but it's something about the entirety of it. Like the sum of its bad parts makes something a little better than bad. You know?
Yeah.
It's not quite log. It's not good. Better than bad. But it's certainly, you know, yes. And I think that's why we like these kinds of movies. And a lot of the ones we're going to talk about are going to stand out like that. Yeah. You know, like a couple on my list are like definitely like, oh, total cheese ball, but I love it. And, you know, And I've gotten other people to enjoy it in that way too, you know. Well,
Going back with Feather, just when we first started talking about this stuff, no one was talking about this stuff. It was just like we were just like, oh yeah, you know, we found this magazine. What was that? What was that? Yeah, the paper one that we would get. Psychotronic Film Magazine, wasn't that it? Anyway, we talked about this stuff long before that. And it was just like, but anyway, when you guys came in and introducing you guys to stuff like that, and it was just like, I thought that was funniest. I really like that. And then with like going to and seeing Plan 9, you guys, the first time you saw Plan 9. And then you started watching the other shit, and it was, it was just great.
It's edumacation.
Edumacation. And it spread.
It spread. Oh, God.
But when we in my groin.
Well, you're anyway. talking about cheesy movies. Let me just say something here. I'm just going to state the obvious. Look at almost every one of Tarn Feather's Psycho Cinema movies. We are a fromage factory.
That's where that smell's coming from.
Yes, it is.
Holy Roquefort, Batman.
I mean, I could talk about a lot of movies that we did.
The Messy of Lost
Bela Lugosi meets a Brooklyn Gorilla.
Oh,
oh my God.
Hillbillies in a Haunted House.
Hillbillies in a Haunted House.
Oh, what my movie? God.
That's one that we haven't even done. We haven't done it.
I don't know if I could do it.
Well, I don't think there's enough to talk about for all episodes. We can talk about it here. I'd love to do an episode.
Talk about here.
I would do it if you guys could replace the music that they play in it.
Yeah, do our serious.
That could be really. That could be a lot of fun.
That'd be great. That could be sure. Let's do
for
it
for me. For you guys. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Anyway.
We'll do the in between shit and just.
Oh yeah. Well. Yeah.
So many cheesy movies.
I'll go with. Cheesy
movies. Go ahead.
Creeping Terror is probably one of the worst ones I've ever seen.
That's the one that with
the whatever Cushing, the right? carpet, the carpet. No.
Oh yes.
The monsters on the island, right? The kind of
monsters. This is a black and white one, early 60s. Looks like a fucking carpet.
Oh,
people
nice.
Like
yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know if I've seen it.
It's black and white. Okay. They actually made there's another movie called Creep Behind the Camera. It's about the director of this movie. And how much of a fucking creep and jerk he was. And it was just like,
and it's really like, good. It's really good.
Wow.
I'd forgotten about that.
Watch both of the movies. Watch the movie first, then go find Creep Behind the Camera.
It's such a fucking asshole. And the movie is truly, truly awful.
Awful.
I mean, just there's not, you know, nothing redeeming about it.
They lost. They couldn't afford sound Earth.
Yes. And so didn't they lose some of their sound too?
They lost it. They lost some of it.
So yeah, and then they yeah.
So they do this narration of it, and it's just yeah. And then the monster is so
funny. It looks like something that Tar and Feather would come up with as a monster in a skit.
Which would be okay, because it's Tar
and Feather. No, that's
what it
would be. That's
just us. So it's just like,
but yeah, to a whole movie to make, no. I'll make a reference to some other cheese. If you got to give Cyclops movies their due, because mm-hmm. they had some pretty good bloody scenes and some stuff, you know, going on that worked really well. So hey,
and some that don't,
and some that don't. But yes,
yes, a lot.
This,
of it
like this
on
movie,
the
this movie, there none work, nothing. None. Worked.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some
Nada.
Good. There's some good gore.
Nada.
In
no,
in
you
Monster
got some
Hardy
good.
Beach.
Yes, yes, I think
and,
so.
And I think
so.
My favorite death scene. Well, the first time we used the blood bazooka, which was a paint stick held yeah. like a half.
You
gotta gallon.
Love it right there.
That's yeah, we drowned that girl like six times because I kept on using every shot because it was like, oh my god, it was so good. It was like this is like a money shot. Like, oh, it just keeps on going.
It sounds like an
going.
Alfred Hitchcock kind of thing yeah. going on here. So,
but my favorite death scene is in it's in. Sorority Sisters versus Sasquatch, where Sasquatch twists the girl's head off and kicks it. We shot that with a basketball, and so
oh really?
Yeah, real. Yeah, I know. You could never tell.
You could never tell.
I remember shooting it.
Brilliant effects.
And then like
really, he scores.
Really amping up the audio because I really wanted that poing sound from kicking the basketball to be yeah. amplified in the scene, so you can hear it's almost like a kickball, boing, you know. Yeah. And it, so
thank yeah. you, Chuck Jones. Yeah,
I was just like, that was good because the ridiculousness of it.
Yes,
and
yes.
then it comes back and then it happens again in when Sasquatch like hits her, knocks her head out into space, you know, because she's just ahead of the time. So yeah, what a trooper! What a trooper to let her just take her head off and put it in a bucket for a couple of scenes. That was great.
Right.
And think about it. This all started
Cyclops
with Mikey
make
the Serial
It is.
Think about
it
how
is.
This
right.
all
you
started
like
with Mikey
with
the Serial
cheese,
Killer. So
look no further. Like, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But it was. They were a lot of fun to make.
And there again, just like with this movie, you know, if you didn't know the behind the scenes, to watch the documentary is really good mm-hmm. because it just shows you the you know, the actual.
Well, it's not really a documentary. It's
well, it's not. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay. That's true. I was trying to perpetuate the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a movie unto itself, but it kind of gives you what happened afterwards. But just like,
yeah. All right.
Like in Search of, you just need Leonard Nimoy to read up.
But actually, the Creep Behind the Camera is actually a pretty good movie. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Other than his distasteful ways of funding his movie, but that would be
Well, I got a pick.
Yes, yes.
My pick comes from 1978. Oh. It stars. Oh man, I can't believe the stars in this movie. Marjo Gortner. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Carolyn Monroe and Christopher fucking Plummer is in this movie.
How much is this?
Take the money and run. The title of this movie is Star Crash.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! Oh, we're gonna make lots of money.
Yes, hot on movie, the heels of Star Wars.
Have you both seen Star Trek?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
No, I can't say the whole thing
this,
at once.
Now, this
but
this
I've
is
seen,
one of...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Roger Corman.
Yeah, one of the absolute worst movies ever made. This rivals Steven Seagal's new movies that he makes, you know, in stink points, you know. These are stinky, really stinky. So, I don't know.
So what's Steven Seagal
so
pushing out?
It's so horrible.
Seriously, what's Steven Seagal pushing out right now? Seriously.
Crap. Just crap. Pure. It's just pure.
Grunting it out.
Yeah, it's pure. And look at him. Look at him now. He's got a lot of crap in him, too. Look at him. I mean, I hope he doesn't listen.
Well, here's the problem. It's his plug.
But anyway.
You're just full of crap.
No, Star Trek. This is, it's like you when you watch the spaceship scenes, you know, the outer space scenes, it's like they took a group of first graders and for their recess, they gave them a bunch of toys and said, here, make this
look cool.
And they did it. And then that's what came out.
Because you had to spend the money on Carolyn Monroe's costume.
I don't know.
Have you seen the Turkish
Star
Wars?
The only redeeming quality to the movie.
Have you seen Turkish Star Wars?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I haven't seen all of it, no. Yeah, I have seen.
Well, you know, actually, they're kind of better than this one because they just like literally took the special effects from Star Wars to show for theirs and then did all their stuff. So maybe their special effects are better. I don't know.
Well, it's very similar to where I thought you were going to go when you said 78. Like, oh, it's not this one because this came out in 80, but Battle Beyond the Stars, Roger Corman.
Yes.
Yep. His Star Wars ripoff.
His Star Wars.
Yes, right. with
John Saxon.
John Saxon and some really bad makeup. And John Boy. So John Boy Saxon.
Yeah, John Boy.
Right, John Boy Saxon.
John Boy Saxon.
That's right, yeah. That'd be a great band name. New band name, I call it.
Yeah, John Boy Saxon. I like it.
But
I saw that in the theater, to be honest with you. I did see that in the theater.
And I watched it again. I found it. I'm like, oh, I remember seeing this and not liking it. Let me see if I watch it again, if I liked it. I'm like, oh, God, no. It was just hard to watch. I wanted to like it so much because I like Roger Corman, but it is just...
I had a little fond memories of it.
Roger Corman, you know, we got to, you know, he's very, very noted for certain things. But, you know, if you look at his body of work, you're going to find some pretty shitty movies. Just the way it is. But they probably made money. So
you could tell the ones that
and this
he
one probably did too
on
at some level, at but you know, because it got level. A major release, you know,
yeah.
Oh, it's terrible,
yeah. I think I first saw it on
this is the spaceship with
on
the big
VHS
tits.
Or whatever. Right? So,
Roger Corman's selling sex that big the spaceship with big tits that had like invert just that, and just John Saxon with his petting his. Oh, the aliens.
Ziggy Stardust makeup.
Yeah.
The giant birthmark, really. You know, kind of thing.
And they're always surgically, like, reattaching a different arm because he keeps losing it or whatever. Which, by the way, is from Cape Canaveral Monsters.
Yeah.
Anyway. You talked about that as a cheese fest. I found it. Like pasteurized cheese, man. It sucked. It sucked big time, man.
It's. Are you talking curd? Are you talking?
I'm talking a processed brick.
That's what it felt like after you digest. After you watched like, it,
yes.
Well, that was a block of. That's a
I
block of blue.
A whole brick of cheese, processed cheese food. That's what this movie makes me feel like.
This is never coming out of me.
Imagine we process cheese and you're lactose intolerant.
Yes, it's lining my whole intestinal tract with its awfulness.
It's fromage blocage.
Yeah.
Say that again. I think that could be a title of something right there.
Fromage blocage.
Douche blocage.
My next cheese fest.
My name is Douche Blocage.
Is one of my favorites of all time. It's about a monster that's as big as a battleship. We're talking the giant claw.
The giant claw.
Oh, yes.
I thought you were first year talking about Jeff Morrow, but.
Okay. And Jeff Morrow? No.
This planet Earth.
I absolutely love the giant claw. It is so terrible.
Think of a battleship.
It is. It is so awful that the once you finally see the giant claw, it's like, oh, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassingly bad. But you know, but you hear about the story about how they got the model. It's great, but I love the movie though. It is awful. The lines are so.
It's
stupid.
Like every other one.
You know, but
until you get to the monster, and it's like almost like
But I took a few lines from this for some of my movies though.
Yeah.
You know, like when they knock on, like, you know, is the, you know, Colonel, whatever, like, or a reasonable facsimile. And then there's one about, I don't care if it's made or if it comes from Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, if it's made of blood and bomb, you know, we can blow it up. Like, you know, I took lines wholesale from this movie because I absolutely love it. And I'm like, I need to give it an homage.
Did you know this was supposed to be a Ray Harryhausen movie? Did you know that?
They probably had no money to pay because he might have done something.
No, he was moving on. He said no to this one, but this was a concept he had. I mean, it kind of would have been, you know, it probably would have been just as silly, but it would at least would have looked a little cooler.
Yeah, that giant bird, man, is the worst.
Sam Katzman, he did, what was the other one he did?
He did the
giant octopus. It came
from beneath the sea.
That was Sam Katzman, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not so cheesy though. I do like that one.
No, but, I like that one too. Yeah. So it wasn't. Yeah, but this was supposed to be the next
cheese.
One. He
that's
was
good
do.
Cheese, man.
Yeah. Giant claw. Your
smell.
Just so many memorable lines. patterns. Terrible.
Take a sip of water. Rinse out
stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, the beast and it. What was our first movie? Oh my god!
I got an Earth. Did you Earth versus
Killers from Space?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
And I forgot we did 11-year anniversary. Fuck.
There's a cheese movie for you, buddy. Yeah, it's
Alien Abduction. Giant
Peter Graves.
Back screen. Big bugs, yeah.
Ping pong ball eyes.
Ping pong eyes.
You know, we
the eyes
do,
have it.
That would be funny. Let's do that. Hit him in the back of the head and they go, you see the ping pong balls.
Unsane Radio movies. You know, we should release a movie along with, like, you buy the movie and then you also get the episode that we talk about the movie on. That's it. Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Because if all these public domain movies, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Unsane Radio bundle.
Hey, another, speaking of public domain, is it Coconuts is now public domain?
Oh, you tell me what, that they were.
Marx Brothers?
Yeah. Yeah. One last year and then one just came out.
Yeah. And
year.
Betty Boop is
right.
now public
and
domain.
And
Betty Boop
it,
is.
Get...
Betty Boop is
right.
now. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure the Betty Boop porn movie will be out like next week. Betty Boobs, probably.
It's going to be a big hit in Japan in their scat movies. Oh, no, Betty Poop.
Poop, 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 poop.
Oh, we love the poop. Yeah. Poop, 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 poop.
I would watch that. It would be turned into a weapon.
I'm sure you would. Just...
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, cheesy movies. There's just so many of them. And now here, I want to go back to something. Wait a minute. I want to go back to a reference that was made.
Okay. All right.
You know, it was a geek reference. It was about Star Wars. But I was going to say then, but you guys were talking, so I didn't want to interrupt. Star Wars is pure cheese for me. I think they're
really
cheesy
is,
as fuck. I think they're just cheesy as fuck. All of them. Everyone that was ever made is just cheesy as you can possibly be. And, you know,
I always took it.
Notwithstanding
exactly
their popularity and everything, I just think that they're pure cheese.
They're fucking Flash Gordon.
Is it space opera?
Yeah. Space opera, Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Done on just the next level up. Not even a good level, but the next level
up. Right. But no one had seen it before. So that was,
It's pulp.
They did do a couple of things. You know, because
I'll be right back.
I really did like the Ewok chase in the whatever movie that was in the second
Return
movie.
Of the Jedi.
Yeah. I like the you know the whatever they're called, that they were on the you know, the motorcycles.
Oh, those speeders. Yeah.
The speeders going through the woods. I thought that was really good. I really like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that shot and I like that sequence and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that, you know, they didn't have in that plethora of movies that they made, you know, you're bound to get a few good shots here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, seeing Star Wars as a kid, you know, it made a big impact on me.
Oh, yeah. No, that, you know, yeah.
I mean, I was absolutely an addict, had all the toys, you know, it was just like so fondest of memories. I love
that's what it was
trilogy.
Made for. Yeah. I think that's what it was made for. Yes.
Right. And by the time that Lucas began doing the prequels, you know, but what I hate about them is the fact that they've gone into a different direction. You know, it's the Force felt very mystical, felt like Shinto. That's basically what it was. It was everywhere, you know. And now we've gone to a very Judeo-Christian, he's like the Force Christ child with these midichlorians that are now just organic little, like, dust mites. You know? I'm like, well, that really takes away a lot of that beautiful mysticism for me, and that kind of beauty about this. Yeah. And now we just reduced it down to something living in your body. It's like a virus, you know. I'm like, you know, just so many missed opportunities.
I pretty much didn't watch all of the newer ones. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't take them.
Have you seen Rogue One?
I think I watched whatever the first one was.
Yeah.
And then I think I watched the first two.
Awakening or something.
I watched the first two, and I think I didn't go beyond those. Because I was never a real big Star Wars fan to begin with. So
yeah.
I had no reason to, you know, spend my
have
time.
Have you seen Rogue One?
I have not.
No. Okay. I would recommend that.
I think you and Gadfly said that too.
Yeah,
said
it is. I did not like it at first. I had to watch it again, but our friend Tim Bean said it is the most unlike, but yet the most faithful Star Wars movie of all of them. You know, it was like the most like it. So, Mike, and I get it. But it is a really good movie.
And, it's on my list to check out. I just haven't gotten hold of it.
Okay. So. How about Jerry Warren? Let's talk about some cheese Jerry Warren movies like Man Beast and Teenage Zombie and Frankenstein Island and all your favorites.
All your favorites.
That's right.
Come to life.
Come to life.
Before your eyes.
Big, bold, and brassy. Yeah.
Oh, schlock. Just total schlock.
How about that, Jerry Warren? Oh, my God. First time I saw one of those, that was so bad. Man
no budget.
Beast. I think, you know, that, like, was a...
Yeah, no budget movie.
That was on Sugar Grave's Ghastly.
No one's going to be watching them. You know,
yeah,
and you make it on the cheap.
He was out there making out by that time.
Yeah,
or sleep.
Get a lot of
not heavy because all the kids and all the, you know, the moms and dads have left by then. You know, so you're down to the hardcore out there in that drive-in parking lot. I can remember it like it was yesterday. Wait a minute, it was 2 days ago.
Alzheimer's.
No, I got a movie theater.
Get off my lawn.
Not 3 miles from here. Come on. Let's take a ride. Let's go to the drive-in.
Drive-in. Let's park in the back row.
I was too much of a film nerd. I wanted to park up pretty close so I could still see the movie.
I do that too.
What's your head doing up there, boy?
That's so funny. That's so funny you say that. I can see Betty back.
More cheese.
What's the second feature again? Oh, okay. Well, okay. I'll be right there.
I'm gonna say we got Nick Adams, and we got who else? I forget. The guy from was it Wagon Train? And we're talking about the Green Slime, the greatest theme song of all time. The Green Slime.
I like the Green Slime.
I mean,
but
it is cheesy as all get out, but I do too. I love it.
Green cheese.
And it's
Oh, go ahead, Professor Feather.
Oh, I was just going to say it's all because of the song.
it sets it up. Oh, my God. It sets it up perfect. And it does it all in its own, too. It's just like.
Yeah, the song is fantastic. I would love to have more of that.
And it has every single. You know, I actually have.
Robert Horton.
Yeah. Horton Hears a Who. But I got a story about the song real quick.
And Drummond. Not Drummond, but Durham.
Bull?
The guy was in a bunch of Japanese movies. He's the guy that was Dogura.
Yeah.
The Zootopian guy.
Yeah. Richard Durham?
Something like that.
Yeah, could be.
And it was his hot rod in Megalon, the one with Jet Jaguar. They're driving on in a hot rod. That was his car in Japan. He lent it to them just so these guys could get it.
That's good. I like that.
I know. But anyway, he was like laughing about his little Zootopian outfit. That was like
Zootopian.
Toga. His little toga. But he had didn't he have like big white go-go boots type things going on?
A nice little tiara. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that theme song.
Richard Durham, no!
some faculty and I, at one of the places where I taught, we put up a little group together and we did a performance and we played, it was called Death by Disney, where we took classic songs and we put Disney songs with new songs. So like Colors of the Wind, we did it into the tune of Wish You Were Here. Or no, yeah, something like that. So we did all these great things. But we did a cover of the Green Slime song. Because when I played it for everybody, I said, I want to cover this song. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that is a great song. And everyone, we did two performances. The people who came first night, most of them came back the second night because they wanted to go out and dance when we did the Green Slime.
Really?
Everyone got off their tables and came out. And it was like a big dance party.
That's
so we did
great.
An extended, like, solos and stuff because the guy playing guitar was just blistering his solos. It was like I'm just sitting there playing these drums and you know everyone's just got this groove down and we just like played it for like 5 minutes because everyone was like Green Slime and singing along. I'm like, yeah, sweet.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah, great.
I would have been right there doing that.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, you guys would have loved it. It was fun.
What else? Well, okay. You're going along Green Slime. How about Snow Devils?
Oh, yeah, the 77 version or the more modern? Oh, no, Snow Devils. I'm thinking Snow Beast. Never mind.
67.
Oh, Snow Devils.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's that.
Italian.
Yeah.
The Gamma 3.
The Gamma 3 trilogy.
Trilogy or whatever.
Right.
Quadrilogy, if you think of quadrilogy. Green Slime as part of it. Yeah.
right. Exactly.
Where the Yeti kind of look like. The old wrestlers.
These movies are so bad.
This gray-haired.
But I kind of like how they look. I love the sets. I really almost like the non-happenings of it go on. It's just it's so bad. But this one had like the Yetis, you know, and just some weird.
They look like old men. Yeah, old wrestlers.
Yeah, old guys. No. It is cheese. But
I do kind of like every Italian sci-fi. No opticals, but when they shoot their ray guns, that flame shoots out like a little flame gun. Yeah, somehow that's, just whatever that is. Just
looks awesome on the screen.
Sure.
Cheese movies, The Ape Man.
Oh, man. Ooh, ooh.
Oh, man. Oh, The Ape Man.
Oh, speaking of that. Bob Burns passed.
Yes, just recently. That's true. Yeah. Yes, I saw that.
Goodbye, Bob. Anyway. Yeah, Ape Man. Bela Lugosi sleeping with a gorilla. Who would have thunk it? He's showing it.
That's pretty.
Let Bella whisper sweet nothings into your gorilla ear.
There's some. I would say another cheese fest would be Killer Clowns from Outer Space. from the 1980s.
A good one.
So, I like that. Yeah, it's fun. I like the movie. It's silly. But I think that would be one that would be.
And they knew it.
They leaned into it. And that's the thing. Like movies like that or The Stuff, those kind of horror comedies.
Slither.
Slither. Right. When you kind of lean into the cheese, that's a great way to deal with.
I think Slither transcends it.
Oh, it does transcend a lot of things.
I don't think it's a cheesy movie. I think it deals about cheese, but it's not a cheesy movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, we can kind of spin the wheel of Mystery Science Theater.
I mean, can say that trend was going on anyway with, like, when Spielberg was starting to do this stuff, you know, like Poltergeist, kind of transcending from the scary stuff to, like, it looks different. It doesn't... Yeah, it's kind of weird. But there's this trend... How do I put that?
A ghost story with a bigger budget. You know, you can show more.
They show more, but show it also kind of like tames it down. It becomes a lot of stuff started becoming more comical and more.
Because you were getting families out there.
You know,
you have to relieve the stress in your audience. You know, that's why some movies like one of Professor Feather's favorites.
William Castle's freehand job movie. So what?
Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Never let you go.
Oh, relentless.
Yes. And that's what makes it such a hard and like gut
watch
punch movie. Yes. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like watching or like watching Bad Lieutenant as it despises.
Yes.
That's another uncomfortable movie.
Yes. In so many ways.
Requiem for a Dream. Aronofsky's Requiem is that way.
Yeah.
That's hard to watch, man.
Yeah.
That's hard to watch.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a few movies out there like that. But yeah, some of them are hard to watch because they're so fucking bad.
Yeah, it was just uncomfortable that they filmed it. What was that called? Oh, it's a short. It's like one of the first ones we ever watched. Black and white, very unsettling images, kind of like Birth of Nature or something like that. That you know what I'm talking about? Yes, Begotten.
Begotten. It is just Begotten. It's by the guy that did what's his name? He did Shadow of the Vampire, the director.
Oh, okay. That was his first movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Short.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. I can't think of his name right now.
Did you ever see that, Ed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the Nicolas Cage, right?
No. This wasn't. Oh, how cute. No, just
Shadow of the Vampire. Is that the one about the making
no,
of?
No, not Dracula? Shadow of the Vampire.
Not Shadow.
We're talking about Begotten.
Sorry. Begotten. Sorry.
Have you ever seen
Shadow
Begotten?
Of the Vampire? I'm like,
guys, the guy's name is Mirage. Mirage is his last name, I think.
I've not seen Begotten.
Yeah,
it's a short.
It's a really disturbing short. Yeah, it's not 20 minutes, maybe.
It's just the imagery that he creates. The way he films it, it's nightmarish, very unsettling.
It's French boucherie.
Kinda, yeah.
I know.
Without,
that was kind of more of a joke. It's very disturbing.
Okay. Well. To get back to a little different cheese, another one I think we all love, Robot Monster, has.
Oh yeah,
and there's a whole
kind of transcends itself too.
Bunch of it is the good example. You know, Roman, such a terrible movie. But the
as
great
much
use
as
of a
I
bubble
loved
machine.
It, yeah, as much as I love this movie, the first time I saw it when I was little, I was like, oh, "What?" I was mad. Because it sounded really good. It's like, Robot Monster. This sounds really cool. It was on Sir Graves. And then this came on. It's like, what? What is this? Anyway.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste, like all these movies. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many. There's so many bad movies.
Feathered Serpent. George Zucco.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good
one. That's so bad.
That's a good
one. And it's like, And it's a remake of Lugosi's, what was that? His bat movie.
Vampire the Big Bat? Or was it?
No, the Big Bat
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
About the cologne.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, just dab a little bit. Oh, here, listen.
Yeah.
What? Smells like bat urine. Oh, what is this?
You really hell, get used to it.
Oh, you get it. Oh, it opens up the pores. Yeah. Such a bad movie. But anyway, then they do a remake with the Feathered Serpent with George Zucco, which was even stupider because they show like the stiff lizard thing. You know, it's the prop. You know, it's like Feathered Serpent, but it just like has little legs. But it's like no flexibility whatsoever. It's just like, okay. Anyway, well, he's sliding down the wire when it's flying to. What is it? Because he puts a feather on him. Oh, yeah. He's like, plucks a feather from him. It's like, so he puts a feather on him. George Zucco.
Thank you, Zucco.
I'm going to chime in.
It
with,
sucks.
What was it? I got so enraptured with your story there.
Oh, good.
Dr. Char.
Sleep.
I know
the movie you're thinking about, Dr. Head, is Terror of Tiny Town. That's the movie.
Tiny Town. Yes.
That's the movie you're thinking.
Yes. Yes.
Another short subject.
Beautifully done by Drs. Tar and Professor Feather. Yes.
The enhanced version.
The enhanced, that's right. The surgically enhanced version.
We had lifts. We had lifts inserted.
I wouldn't call it surgery.
Yeah, butchery.
Surgically enhanced, Dr. Tar, Professor.
That's right. Butcherly enhanced. Yeah.
Well, we did use the shrinkifier. So
that's right. I'm going to go with a couple of painful movies. I'm going to go with The Swarm. With Michael Caine, and then also with Michael Caine, Jaws 4.
Never saw it.
Oh, didn't good. See that one. Don't worry about it. Then
I did see Jaws 3.
I'm not worried about it at all.
Then the Jaws 3. I think Jaws 3 is actually cheesier than Jaws 4. Yeah. Although Jaws 4 looks nicer, but Jaws 3 I love for the cheese factor, those terrible 3D shots. This shot of the shark coming toward the glass. I mean, what a terrible thing to do, be beating underneath the sea with all, I mean, my God, you're going to die. Which it did, but it was so badly done. The special
is that
effects.
What that Titan submersible said?
Huh? Right. So badly done.
And oh my God, that guy's it's like, Dad, I really don't want to go. God, come on, let's make a man out of you.
Jeez. More of a man witch. But so Jaws 3. I'd love this movie. It is so awful.
I put all the Jaws with a number behind it in that category.
Well,
I like the original.
Kind of goes
I like the original, and beyond that, I didn't like him. I thought, no, you did the fucking story once. Let's just drive it in the fucking ground, and that's exactly what they all are.
Yeah, because it made money.
It's Sharknado all over again, or before. Yeah. It's the prequel to Sharknado.
Yeah,
it is, and then all the foreign knockoffs of the same thing too. Yeah. That became all these bizarre things.
And those Sharknado movies, we're talking about cheese. We'll just put them all up. That's delicious, all of delicious them. Cheese.
Corman's, yes. You know, wasn't Corman the one behind Sharktopus?
I like Sharktopus. Yeah, I do. I really like
Sharktopus. He kind of started all that stuff.
He was
a
producer, right? He has a cameo in the movie, right, too. Yeah, Sharktopus is fun.
I don't think I've seen it. Yeah.
Yes, half shark, half octopus. You take it from there. Yes.
I would.
It looks exactly like that. It's like
front half of a great white shark and the back half of all tentacles. Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Can you imagine? What was that cartoon with the 70s cartoon with the shark?
Jabberjaw.
Imagine that. The head of Jabberjaw plastered onto the body of Squidly Diddly. That was.
Yeah, that's about right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's about right. Oh yeah, it's a perfect Saturday afternoon movie. You know, it is. Yeah, it's a cheese fest. I mean, so many of those like sci-fi movies made for TV are, you know, all the like
Mega Piranha. But there's some really, really awful.
Just all of the B sci-fi that was being turned out, you know, over the years.
What was that? What, The Amazing Petrified World? And it had like, it had John Carradine in it, who was tearing this, but it's so bad. They like go down in this bathysphere to this, they find this cavern and they get stuck down there, whatever. But there's like, oh, it's so boring. There's nothing.
They're stuck in a bathysphere. What can happen?
But I'm just saying, there's not even good effects going on here. If they're in the bathysphere, there's like one, isn't there like one dial? Seriously? And maybe like a, looks like a window. Anyway, it's just, if I'm remembering this right, but I just remember how boring this one was. This one sucked. Oh, what was the other one? It's a little better. Unknown World, where they had the machine that bores into the earth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. The Peter Cushing
one? I kind of like that one for
Journey
whatever
to the
reason.
Center, the Peter Cushing one?
No.
No.
This is called Unknown World.
Oh, okay, because there's a one where
he has some
big
guy that's
drill machine that drills to the center of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Cushing. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I like
that
one,
hammer?
Too, because
was
of that.
That a hammer?
Yeah,
I think it was Hammer. Yeah.
That was an Edgar Rice Burroughs one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I saw it as a kid, and I really liked it.
That
I saw
one.
It as an adult, I'm like, oh, why did I like this?
That is really cheesy, though. The animals on the inside are when they show them on. Who are the two giant? What the fuck were they? Like, looked like walking bison or whatever they were.
Okay.
When you first see them, and they're like, do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Anyway, they grab the one guy, and they're like. Mowing on him.
Oh,
they start
the troglodyte people kind of thing. Yes.
Anyway, yeah, that was a drive-in movie. I did see that the drive-in.
I probably did too.
I saw Valley of Guanji in the drive-in. That was cool. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
They took me to the drive-in and they said, "Oh, it's a John Wayne movie."
So you stayed
there. It's a John Wayne movie. Yeah. So. You know, I watched, it was Big Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think it was like, oh, you know, okay, I watched. Oh, you know, being a little kid, oh, that's kind of violent, you know, for the time. Yeah. And they're going, okay, this is the one we think you like. Oh, what is it? They didn't tell me what it was. Anyway, this came on. It's like, holy fuck. It's like, this was so cool at the time. It just really hit me. It was just how cool that was. It was just like, cowboys. And dinosaurs. How cool is that? Fuck. Anyway. And then,
pretty well done, too.
Pretty well done. Of course, revisiting it sometimes to kind of.
Well, yeah. But I mean, for the time, I think it was.
Yes.
Well,
yeah. No, I love it.
Because there's a lot of story, too. It's
it.
Not just that.
Yes.
There's a lot of story that
it's
goes
a good
on.
Story
and, yeah.
I fucking loved it. That music, everything. I love it.
Who stars in it? Is it Guy Madison?
James Francisco.
James Francioso
or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm talking about. And Gina, what's her name? Gina.
Lola Brigida.
I don't know. She was in some of the space movies, Italian space movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Bond girl who traded up to be in the green slime?
No, is that what it is?
No, I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Oh, that could be her.
Like Lucia sure. Something. Yeah, she traded up. She did Bond, and then she traded up and did Green Slime. She's like a sexy Pop-Tart in that silver outfit.
With icing.
Back to cheese. Speaking of head cheese. I think, any of the Gamera movies, the Showa-era Gamera movies would qualify as cheese.
Pure cheese.
Yes. Especially the color ones.
No,
Jiger, Giron. They're children's fantasies, like Godzilla's Revenge. And I love
them.
They're
aimed squarely at kids.
Exactly. And I love that about them. And I still feel like I remember when I watched Jiger or Monster X for the first time, and I wanted to be one of those kids in the submarine so I could help Gamera. You know,
I still watched them.
No, I just loved them. Yeah, it was a monster movie, so to me,
this was another acquired taste.
Yeah, I love
after coming off the Godzilla stuff, and it was just like,
yeah, Gamera was a little more consistent for me as a young kid, because as a young kid, I couldn't figure out why Godzilla was a mean guy, a bad guy in some movies, and a good guy in others. So that kind of back and forth, I'm like,
but I like that. It's just like, don't piss him off.
I just wanted him not to be pissed at me. That's why the whole like Godzilla's revenge. Like I wanted to be Godzilla's friend, you know. But it was like he was scary. That's what it was. It was
there was literally like 1 week in the summer that like Channel 50 was showing every night was, or a month, you know, whatever it was. But it was showing every night these Toho movies, and that's where it came all this whole week. Where I came through with Monster Zero, War of the Gargantuas. What were the other ones? Those are the two I really remember. Rodan, you know, and they had like the original Godzilla. They showed like some really good, you know, for me, you know, you never get a chance to see this shit at the time. All of a sudden you had this whole week of this stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, in the summer. Yeah. Get back from the pool. Yeah.
Channel 50 out of Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember when they used to do that? You know, sometimes, yeah, summertime or the conventions. If they had if there was a convention going on, they would usually show movies still, you know, sometimes they would.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, that's the first time I ever saw Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Well, that's the first time I ever saw a Godzilla movie. Anyway. Yeah, Channel 50.
I think I probably saw Godzilla probably for the first time, probably on Superhost, is my guess. Or. Superhost. Yeah, probably Superhost. That sounds probably right. Or Big Chuck and Little John, maybe, or, you know, Houlihan. But,
first time I ever saw a Gamera movie was on Big Chuck and Little John.
What, Professor Feather?
Never mind.
Sorry.
Yeah. It wasn't the first one that I saw. The first one I remember seeing was Monster Zero. And I saw that from watching the movie. We got an 8mm film from the library and projected it onto a curtain in my bedroom. And
that's so cool.
Yeah,
that's
it was silent.
Silent, you know,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah.
But it was kind of still cool to see. We got that one, and then we also got Curse of the Demon. And so I was like 5 years old, and that image of that cat feline like demon like has stuck with me. I'm like, oh, that is, I would love to get like a really big figure of that.
Doesn't that look like the Moon Monster poster? That face?
I think they used it, yeah, from that.
Is that what it came from? But
I don't know. It would make sense, but unless it was just a part of the zeitgeist, you know. But
yeah,
hard to say. But I mean, yeah, Curse the Demon is such a good movie. It's not on the cheese list, but very creepy and effective.
Yeah, I agree. Not on the cheese list.
Right.
It's a
pretty good movie. Okay.
But, I mean, we all love the cheese monsters, the cheesy stuff. You know, like you had mentioned, was it Moon Beast earlier, Dr. Tarr? Was it?
Oh, yeah, that poster. It reminds me of that.
Well, there's a similar movie called Snow Beast. There was a version in the 70s, and there was one in like 90s or 2000, early 2000. And it's about a Yeti attacking members of a ski community. So it was like a made-for-TV kind of movie, you know. So that's stuff I would have eaten up as a kid, because anything that
hell I know, like, yeah,
you know. But you know, and actually the remake was actually kind of fun. It's kind of faithful to it. But I love those 70s movies. They kind of have the similar arc, that or The Car. The Car is really cheesy as well.
70s? Yeah.
Yeah, I love the
70s has its own special,
it's a feel to
gritty
them.
Look to it. Yeah, there's something about them that's just
right, a pacing that's different.
They have a look.
Right. And so it's when I'm in the mood for it, you know, I get a little less patient than I used to with the parts. I have like, come on, let's get going. But,
yeah, really.
Yeah.
The Beast from the Haunted Cave.
Yeah, there's another one. Remember? Slow motherfucker.
Slow motherfucker. But, you know, and look at the monster at the end, though. I mean, it's cheap as fuck, but there is something about it that it's creepy to me. I don't know what it is. There's just something about it.
They knew that was the money shot, and they built the movie around that. They want to make you wait for that.
But
moment.
Did you actually look at it? And they were even saying how bad it is. It's just, it's just literally like hair.
Yeah.
Like a ball with that kind of moved around in like these two front legs. And I don't know what it is about it. It's the way it's lit or the way whatever it's doing or the way it just creeps the. It's creepy to me. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I think it's the right. head bobbing around.
Yeah.
I don't know what
like
that is.
Like a yokai or like a disembodied head.
Right. And yeah. then they show the people when I was young, but you know, they showed, you know, the like, people with the webbing, you know, plastered in the cave and they got the big dark circles because you knew it was like sucking their blood out or whatever it was mm-hmm. doing. Yeah. And it comes up and it's like head bobbing on her neck. Making that screechy sound.
Yeah. Anyway. That's good, man. Hey, talk about it. That's why we're here. Therapy.
Therapy, right. yeah.
Show us where the monster hurt you. Show us where the monster hurt you.
I can sleep at night now. That's
right. That's right. And I'm spent.
Okay. Oh, no. Seeing therapy and it's
frozen dead. Frozen dead is the one that Ooh. Did it to me when I was a little kid.
Oh, that's really fucking disturbing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's still. that was kind of kind of cool. You know, it wasn't a good movie, but the creep factor in there was pretty good. I think,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
definite creep factor. Yeah, oh yeah, oh. I think we could talk about cheesy movies all day.
Oh
yes,
the the Santo movies. The first time you saw those,
yeah,
Segredo is another one. Robot versus
or the Aztec mummy. Robot mummy, versus Aztec mummy in those movies. Yeah, all those those are fantastic. The Flash Gordon serials.
Sir Grey's Ghastly though, Tar, you're right. We showed a bunch of those.
Yeah, Channel 50 with the Flash Gordon stuff. Remember they would show that like at 11 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked it when they did like the very very first ones. The Buster Crab or the they did later. It was still Buster Crab, but they did like in the 40s.
You know, there were three. There took were on three a different serials. Look.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were three different serials. So,
but I prefer the very first one.
Yeah. Over
then was made into like 25 different movies.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. There was like 13 20 minute episodes or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can find a lot of these on archive.org if you go and look up serials or Republic serials
things like my that. Dad and I would watch these, you know, it was kind of fun.
Oh, I love them. I mean, I look for them and I find them and I watch them. I still watch them. I've always loved these serials because I remember as a kid, I was probably third or fourth grade, like in the wintertime when it was too cold to go out, we would be brought into the gymnasium for that time.
And
they would show Flash Gordon serials to us like two episodes.
That was
part of our gym. We get to watch that, and I thought, gosh, this is awesome. We get to go watch Flash Gordon. Like I don't care, but I don't want to go outside. I want to stay here and watch Flash Gordon. But you know, the kids all loved and are laughing when you see the ship take off. It's like a sparkler flying around. You know, but to me, I loved it because it was like that was part of the charm, like even as a kid, because I just loved the look of it because I loved the 30s. But there's just something about it, how quickly these things were done on and the cheap and what they did with what they had. And I kind of love that.
Oh, speaking of that kind of stuff, there was on Tubi, I came across, they have, what year is that? 1930, Just Imagine. Has anybody seen this before?
No.
It's like it has a Maureen O'Sullivan, and I don't know who else, but she's like the person I recognize the most in it. But it's like somehow this, she was hot in that picture.
Maureen O'Sullivan. So what movie?
The first Tarzan he's made
with Johnny Weissman.
Oh yeah, I've seen the
scene.
They finally released the complete scene with that all that left nudity left in. Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah.
Anyway,
it was really an actually.
I digress.
Good scene.
Yes. That's right. That monkey wasn't the only one who got to be getting any action that night.
That's right.
This is like a. I think it's. I didn't get very far into it, but I have it marked. But it's like 1930s. This guy's like having this, I think it's like a dream. But anyway, he dreams he's like in the far distant future of 1980. Okay. And so like, it looks like they do all the miniature effects. So it kind of looks like Metropolis, but all the traffic is like these airplanes, these monoplanes flying, you know, and they're flying like traffic. And he initially like talks to her because he pulls his plane up to hers and gets out, puts his plane on autopilot, walks across the wings to talking to her and all this other. Yeah. That's that kind of a movie. But anyway, I'm going to go back and look at this. Maybe this, I know this sounds like something we should do.
What's it called?
Just Imagine.
Just Imagine. Okay.
Anyway, yeah. But anyway, it has this expansive special effects where they have this, the city of New York and all the planes flying through, you know, different levels for the traffic and all that stuff. Yeah, it looks like, reminds you of Metropolis is what it reminds you of. But
Luc Besson.
Yeah.
Very cool. Uh-huh.
Luc Besson. Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I think
I could do this forever.
I think we finished our cheese course for today. Yes, we could. I think we could do this forever, which is why we have to cut.
We need some bran.
We can always come back for more. Right now, we're going to have to go blow our colon. But, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think this was good. So, oh, yeah. We're going to hear the music. Where can we find Tar and Feather? Oh, wait a minute. Have we done our out? No, have we done our outro?
You got to do that now. You got to do that.
Well, now, oh, hey.
I was dancing.
Hey.
That's right, and this has been Dr. Head and...
And Tar and Feather.
And Tar and Feather.
Of Heads Emporium.
Facebook, you know, YouTube.
Instagram, wherever. YouTube.
Brown.
Yeah. You know where we're at and who we are. And you've been experiencing... You know where we're at. You know where we've been. That's why we don't. That's why you gotta wash your hands when you get close to us.
That's why we're safe.
That's right. You know where we've been. That's right. We're unsanitary.
So go ahead and just do it. Yeah.
Bring the Andy back.
We'll be right back.